Cashlink on 4MK with Senior Constable Steve Smith.
Morning, Smithy.
Morning, Hammo. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, good. Beautiful day.
You're looking very warm and tasty. You're looking actually a little bit cool,
mate. It was a bit cool this morning, I can tell you. Most definitely. And made a lot of fog around at the moment too, and had to drive back or drive in with a lot of fog down, you know, in 100K zone down to around about 40, 50 kilometres an hour for a good 10K. So we do have to take it a bit easier on the roads, obviously.
I think so, yeah. Mm. Actually, I walked in this morning nice and early and noticed a little bit around town. So usually you get a little bit around town. There's a lot out around the outskirts,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah, so that's right. That's right.
Take care, that's for sure.
Mm. Mate, talking about pedestrians and incidents with pedestrians.
Very interesting little bit of information I found yesterday online from a media outlet, and that's that at the same time last year, in comparison, we've had about 13% more pedestrian-related traffic crashes across the state.
Right.
It got me thinking about, well, how are we faring? Well, unfortunately, we're contributing our fair share. I mean, anyone who's followed recent events will know about the tragic incident that happened up in Bowen where a pedestrian on a
yes.
pedestrian crossing was struck by a motor vehicle and lost their life. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I walk a lot. And it got me thinking about things that I see and that the dangers that I see a lot out and about are linked to pedestrian crossings,
for sure.
The near misses. But when I speak to staff at work, the officers who are working 24 hours, and I spoke to quite a few of colleagues in there, their concerns in relation to pedestrians are very different. They're not thinking pedestrian crossings, that they see the dangers linked to people who might go out for an evening, have a couple of drinks, and might make sort of partially the right decision
sure.
not to drive,
yeah.
but they choose to walk home after having one too many, and that's when some of my colleagues might find them creating that dangerous situation,
yeah.
walking along
yeah.
the road or on the road in the middle of it, and just that very
could
zero
be very
awareness.
Careful.
So just a very bottom line message for us is, you know, motorists have got to be aware to expect the unexpected from any pedestrian at any time of day and from the pedestrians. Gee, we just got to try and be predictable, don't we?
Yep,
we just
got to
try
sure.
and improve that.
Yeah, good little reminder, mate, for sure.
Yeah. Mm. Now, look, at the end of every month, as you know, I like to go back and have a look at some stats and see how we're travelling. So I like to throw these questions at you.
And July, right here.
Yeah. Now, you and I, in relation to drink drivers, have in the past seen some bad figures, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Okay, let's see how we travelled for July. So how many in total drink drivers do you think we might have found in the district?
Yes.
For the month of July?
24.
58.
58.
58
oh, okay.
Drink drivers. I mean,
bloody
we've seen 100 in the month
yes,
before.
True.
We've seen that before. So
yep.
we're averaging about 2 drink drivers a day.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot better than 100, but still way too high.
Mm-hmm.
Of those 58, there were 8 majors. What do you think might have been the highest represented bracket? As in a less than 05, 05 to 1, or 0.1 to
1? 05 to 1.
You'd be right.
Yeah.
There's 22.
Okay.
22 of our motorists were caught in that. And you know what? We're in the second day for August, and we've already found 4 drink drivers so
okay.
far for this month, so it's a little unfortunate.
Mm.
We're constantly telling people to lock their cars. The reason being, we are averaged one stolen car a day reported to us for the district for the
right.
month of July. That's 31 reported for the month. Another good reason why you should lock your car, across our district, we had 76 reports of vehicles
okay.
entered unlawfully and stolen from. So, and certainly the big proportion of those
yep.
were unlocked cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 65 burglaries reported for the Mackay division alone. Which suburb do you think the burglars targeted the most?
Slade
for
Point.
July? Slade Point? Well, Slade Point had 5,
mm-hmm.
but that's not our highest.
Okay.
Give you one more guess.
West Mackay.
No, I didn't even write them down. Theirs was quite low. Now, the highest represented suburb for burglaries for the Mackay division was, in fact, South Mackay. They
South Mackay.
12.
Okay. 12
reported
Gee.
Burglaries for the month. Now, I know that our reach extends a little further north, at Bowen, Proserpine, Whitsunday,
mm-hmm.
so I added their stats in here also. Bowen for the month of July, 9 burglaries reported. Right. Proserpine, 4. Whitsundays, 12.
So gone are the days where you just used to leave the house, the windows, the doors open and didn't have a care in the world. It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it almost feels like they were never there for someone. Yeah. Like, I'm a lot younger than you, of course.
Thank you.
So we're encouraging everyone, please continue to be very vigilant with your security. If you're listening now, you know these figures. You know it's happening. So let's you can stay off their radar by doing those simple things. Lock the door, close the windows, keep your car locked.
Yeah, for sure. And keys and all that sort of stuff, no valuables in the car as well. I mean, because that's just an incentive, obviously, for people to break into your vehicle too.
For the wrong person, very
most
easy.
Definitely. That's mate, fine. Thank you very much.
No worries, good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. We'll catch up again next week. Senior Constable Steve Smith there with the Police Link here on 1026 4MK. 25 past 7. He's Paul Simon.